Thank you for joining us on our podcast today. This is a podcast dedicated to icons in our industry, and we definitely have one today with Charles Schultz, who's the president and CEO of Crescendo Interactive. Charles, we really appreciate you taking time to be with us today. I really wanted people to hear from you.
Well, thank you. Delighted to be here, Eddie.
Charles is, he is the best way I can think of describing Charles is he's a gentleman. I respect him. I respect his service to our country when he was in the Air Force flying those fighter jets. But where I came to know him was about 1984, 85, when I'd heard about this new company called Crescendo and visited on the phone with him. And then we bought the product. And Charles had just changed my career. And I will always be indebted to you for what you've done for our industry. You truly are an icon. And you'll hear from him today about some changes that he's observed in his 30 plus years, if not 40 years of doing this. So Charles, again, thank you. Let me ask you a couple questions. What have you seen as far as changes in our industry in the three or four decades you've worked in this industry?
Yes, Eddie, there have been changes. Let me just mention one thing that has not changed and two that have. The one thing that has not changed is the option or ability of the development person to sit down with a donor and build the bond of trust. And that was true in 1980 when I started. You had to sit down with those donors, you had to build a bond of trust, and you had to work with them and basically answer their questions. And that's still the basic function today. Now, of course, some of that's being done right now on Zoom calls, but before too long, that'll be done in person again. So I call that the change or the lack of change, basically, the relationship between a development person and a donor. That hadn't changed, but two things have changed. The donors now are much more empowered than they were before. A gentleman named Mr. Warren Buffett was asked about the internet, and he said the internet will empower the consumer. And that's true of our donor friends. The internet empowers the donors. They can go out, they can research, they can find out about all kinds of nonprofits, they can find about lots of different types of gift agreements, all kinds of information out there. That empowers the donors. The third area, which again is an area of change, is the development officers are empowered. When I started, we basically had a stack of white paper. I had a black marker pen, and I drew little pictures. The development staff now, they have software, and they have cell phones, and they have all the technology. They also have the ability to do something that we could only even dream about back at that time, and that is they can actually, in 1 to 3 hours a week, run a multi-channel marketing program, a pretty respectable program that has 4, 5, 6 different marketing components. And so the second change is the development staff are really empowered.
Well, that is so true. Have donors changed in your view?
The donors themselves haven't changed a great deal. We had the different generations. You had the builder generation, the greatest generation of World War II, and most of the people that I actually worked with personally as I was doing development work were of that generation. You now have the boomer generation, which of course is a huge generation. A company called Deloitte says that by 2028, the boomer generation will have more wealth than any generation in the history of the planet, $52 trillion in net household worth. And so what I've said to people is that if you could get 2% bequests out of the boomer generation, that's $1 trillion. And so that's certainly a possibility. That's something we want to keep in mind. But then you have the next generation. The big challenge that faces all of us is to persuade the young generation, the millennials, the Gen X folks, the young folks, to join the ranks of philanthropy.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that is so true. Do you think COVID-19 will have a lasting impact?
The new normal is going to be different. We don't know exactly what will happen. In October of 2009, I spoke to the CGP conference, and I said we're going to change in 2010 from 90% print marketing and 10% electronic marketing. By the end of 2020, I said we will be 90% electronic marketing, 10% print. And so that's a change. Maybe we haven't hit exactly those numbers, but we're at least trending pretty close to that. And there's no question but that we've probably seen a 5 or 10% increase in the age 75 and above group using the internet. And so our e-marketing now, in my seminars, I say that probably 75% of people 65 and above are now on the internet. So we certainly are going to see much more e-marketing than in the past. And that trend was happening already. COVID-19 simply accelerated it.
You know, Charles, there's a period of time, about 2 months or 3 months, where I had all of my meetings with donors virtually, and I found they were very adept at using it. When you mentioned Zoom or GoToMeeting, people in their 70s, yeah, 80s, and even early 90s, no problem. I guess they talk to their grandchildren on it, but I think that's exactly right. I hope we don't lose that personal contact, but virtual meetings, to some degree, will remain going forward.
Yes.
How do you
yes.
think that 5G will change things? Or will it?
5G is certainly going to accelerate all of the different electronic media, and 5G is going to be used very widely. We'll have what's called IoT, the Internet of Things, where you have all kinds of just appliances in your home that are now connected to the internet. And of course, the speeds, probably, I'm going to say realistic speeds, will be 4 to 7 times faster than your 4G. But yes, that's going to change a lot. And the other thing that's happening now in the tech world, we're starting to see the first folding phones, and within probably 3 years, we'll see pretty widespread use of the folding phone, which gives you twice the screen area. So the number of people using phones and surfing the internet now has been going up by maybe 1 or 2% per year, probably 16-18% now. That will go probably to the high 20s, maybe 30% of internet surfing will be on the new phones once everybody gets the flip phones or the foldable phones, which doubles your screen size.
Wow, isn't that something to think about? Let me ask you one last question. I've taken you a little longer than I promised. What is one mistake you've made professionally, and what have you learned from it?
Okay, there was a doozy. It was back in the early 80s. I had a partner, and he had a business, and he left and went to become the president of a large medical center foundation in Dallas. I tried to run his business for 2 years. His business was completely built around his skill set, not my skill set. The worst thing anyone can do is to try to do something completely out of their gifted area. It was a disaster, and it was painful. So what we want to do, of course, is everyone should be working in their area of strength, and that's essential. And so I learned from that, don't work outside your area of strength. And shortly thereafter, we started Crescendo, and of course, that's built around some of the areas of strength, although I've got a great team now that handles all kinds of different aspects of that work.
Well, you are truly an icon, Charles. I personally appreciate you taking time to do this. I said that Charles, before we got on the call, that he really made a difference. I remember getting gift law and all the things you did for me early on. The times I would call you and ask for advice, you were very patient with me. And I give you an awful lot of credit, along with three other people, for making a huge difference in my career and my trajectory. And I'm trying to do what you have done for now, just to give back. That's what I'm trying to do. And you're an inspiration to me.
Well, thank you so much, Eddie.
We've had Charles Schultz with us, CEO and president of Crescendo Interactive, a great icon. Charles, we thank you for your time, and we hope everybody benefits from this incredible opportunity. Thanks, Charles.
All right. Thank you, Eddie.